No, really, this morning I have a question for you. Who has been to Disneyland? Awesome. Everybody has been to Disneyland. Now, your real question is, Miss Becky, why are you talking about Disneyland at church? Well, just trust me and we'll get there, okay? Before you went to Disneyland, what did you know about it? What did you know about Disneyland, Anella?
A Disney castle.
You knew there was a Disney castle, yeah, Ivy? Or Helena? You knew that there were characters that you could meet there? Uh-huh. Phoebe. There would be fireworks at the end. Justin. A lot of fun rides. That there would be a Ferris wheel. You knew all about everything because your sister went there before. Got something else? You knew Mickey Mouse would be there, okay. How did you know these things? Maddie knew because her sister went there before, but how did you know that there would be rides and characters and castles? You don't know? Oh, from your mom? So someone told you a story about it? Maybe did you see a movie about a character? Or read a story about a character that might be there? Yeah? Commercials on TV? Perfect. Yes. Well, you knew about Disneyland from stories that you had heard, from people that had been there before who told you about it, from movies or commercials that you've seen. For me, this is what my trip to Israel was. I went with a group of people from our church to visit the Holy Land. Before I went, I had only read stories in the Bible and other books. I had seen cartoons about it and a couple of movies about it. But that was all I knew about the Holy Land until I went. You knew there would be rides at Disneyland, but you didn't know how fun those rides were going to be until you went there. You knew? There were a couple of rides for me in Israel. The airplane ride was really long. And then there was the most scary ride I had to go on ever in my whole life. I had to ride a tram way up high off the ground up onto the mountain. Oh, it was so scary I had my eyes closed the whole time. Now, Israel didn't have a lot of rides like Disneyland did, but it had amazing places that I got to go. I got to go out on a boat just like Jesus did with his disciples. I got to go and sit in the temple, on the temple steps where Jesus taught the disciples. And I got to go sit on the beach where Jesus cooked fish for his friends. That was pretty amazing. To actually be in those places where Jesus was with his disciples. In Sunday school, we talk all about those stories, and you'll get to hear them over and over again all through Sunday school and through youth group and through adult Sunday school classes. But if you ever get the chance to go, I encourage you to go and walk where Jesus walked and see the places where he taught and visited with his disciples. So if you would just pray with me. Gracious God, we thank you for bringing us to a church that has such a priority to teach our children, to teach them the stories of you, to teach them the stories of Jesus and the disciples and all of the disciples who followed Jesus even after his death and resurrection. God, I thank you for the family that we have here that goes on these wonderful adventures with us and prays for us while we're gone, and who wants to share in our story when we come back. We give you thanks and praise in your holy name. Amen.